Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ready for some football, Keith?
I am ready for some football. The week comes at you fast when you play on Thursday night.
I gotta tell you, this is nice.
That is nice.
We're already back into a Patriots game?
Patriots game tonight against the Jets. Ooh, one of the big rivals. They're the biggest rival they have.
Big rival.
Who do they hate the most? The Jets, probably. Maybe not. Probably, though.
Yeah, without Bill, do they still hate the Jets the most?
Yeah, I think it's a New York thing.
It's a New York-Boston thing.
And they're probably
cats and dogs. They never get along. Yeah.
And you can't – there's not going to be many playoff adversaries going forward or big playoff moments. So it's going to be the Jets. Twice a year with the Jets, I'd probably say them.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. It's a big one tonight. It's a massive swing game.
Not to
state the obvious, but 2-1 versus 1-2 feels very different. 2-1, where you were in a game in overtime against Seattle, you really justify the start of the Gerard Mayo era versus 1-2, where Cincinnati stinks to start every single season. You've now lost two in a row. You have a long layoff going into the Niners. It'll feel a lot different. So we'll get into that today on Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Phone number 617-779-7937. Phone lines open for you with all your thoughts on the game tonight. How do the Patriots win this game? We can get into it. You can also text the show at 37937 on Twitter, at Jones and Keefe. Same for Instagram. You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. So a lot of ways you can interact with the show as we take you up until 2 o'clock. When it comes to the Patriots tonight, Keefe, we can get into our predictions. We can get into how the Patriots win. Are you feeling good about the Patriots tonight?
Not really. I like the Jets more than you do. I think the Jets have gotten off to a slow start, but they're 1-1, but I think they're going to get a lot better. Like, I am still holding out on Aaron Rodgers. Like, I think he is going to have a good year, and I know, you know, he hasn't for a while, right? No. He was hurt last year. The year prior to that was not a great year. Not a great year Aaron Rodgers-wise. I think compared to other quarterbacks, it was fine. His last year in Green Bay. I mean, 2021, he was the league MVP. So 2021, he was unreal. 2022, step backwards, but still a better-than-average quarterback. 2023, hurt in the first game. So what is he going to be this year? And so far, not great, right? He's been held under 200 yards passing the first couple of games. But I also look at, like, this guy hasn't played with these players on offense. Well, the good ones, right? He's brought a few Packers with him, right?
Yeah, but like the Alan Lazard.
Yeah. But like Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson most specifically, because that first drive they had week one, he was chucking it to Garrett Wilson a ton. And you're like, well, this looks pretty good. This kind of looks like, you know, I thought they were going to win the division when the year began. And then that was it. Like, that was like, that stopped, and they couldn't do anything else. That was against San Francisco week one.
It was so good. It was such a good drive.
And you're like, whoa, like, these guys are buzzing.
They are clicking.
That was it. Yeah. They did not do that anymore. And then last week was kind of an ugly game, but they found a way to win. Or you could say Tennessee just found a way to lose. Regardless, they're 1-1. So I think it might take a couple more games, but I think the Jets are going to figure it out. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to figure it out. I don't know if I love the number for the Jets. Like, I wouldn't. Okay. I don't think they cover by six.
That's what I was just going
to
ask.
I might thread the needle. I might take the Pats to cover, Jets to win.
Okay. That's a weaselly move over there, but
it
okay.
Is, but 6 points is enough. It's not like three, and I'm like, oh, they're going to win by one.
Yeah.
Like, 6 points is enough. Like, I could see this being a three-point game in favor of the Jets.
I was literally just going to ask, so you already answered it, but six feels high.
It does.
That feels high for a Jets team that barely beat Tennessee and got rocked by the Niners. And I know the Niners are, we all felt coming into the year, a Super Bowl contender and a team that was in the Super Bowl last year, and overtime of taking down Patrick Mahomes. Like, I get all that. It was Jordan Mason off the scrap heap running all over them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like six is way too high. I think it will be a competitive game tonight. I like the Pats. I like the Patriots
in the
game
tonight.
You like
the Pats outright.
I do.
Moneyline Jones.
I told you I thought they were going to start 3-0, so I'm already wrong about that. That's already out the window.
Yeah, 2-1 ain't bad, though.
But I don't feel any differently about the Patriots and the Jets after last week. It's not like the Pats got smoked by Seattle, and I'm like, whoa.
But you know what they did? So they didn't get smoked on the scoreboard?
The Jets didn't run away from Tennessee. Like, both of those games kind of went how I thought, so I don't feel all that dissimilar than I felt going into last week.
So I was a little surprised, and I know they made some adjustments, and they were better in the second half, but you can also kind of question that. The defense, to me, was more kind of eye-opening than anything on the offense, meaning Geno Smith looked great. Geno Smith threw for more yards than any other quarterback in week two.
Mm-hmm.
They had two wide receivers go for 10 or more catches over 100 yards. They picked up so many first downs. Now, by the end of the game, Patriots didn't allow a touchdown in the second half or overtime. However, two must-have stop drives, they allowed field goals.
Yep.
So the defense, to me, took a little bit of a step back compared to what we were talking about them in week one.
I think that's fair.
So I think if Aaron Rodgers is going to snap out of this funk, and he is in a bit of a funk, if he's going to snap out of it, I thought the pass defense for the Patriots was a little bit tougher. And then after watching the Seattle game, I said, maybe Aaron Rodgers can find some openings there. Right? Like, if Geno Smith, like, I still think Geno Smith may be underrated, but I still think Aaron Rodgers is better than Geno Smith. Even this version of Aaron Rodgers is better than Geno Smith. You're making a face, but you also had Geno Smith like the 20th quarterback. You think Rodgers is 20-plus?
Right about there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So that's our big disconnect as the Jets, right? Because we both think Wilson's great and Gardner's great and Breece Hall. So it's all about Rodgers. And maybe he goes out and lays another egg, and then that's a point for you. Or he kind of turns things around a little bit and looks more like the guy of old.
Yeah, the word you keep hearing with Aaron Rodgers is rusty. He looks rusty. It's a nice way of putting it, because his last year in Green Bay, he was bad. By his standards, the team was bad.
Yeah, yeah.
They were much better without him a year ago. He was hurt, and he hasn't started the year great. So maybe I'm overreacting to just a couple of pedestrian games at Aaron Rodgers. And I was bullish on him and the Jets last year.
Yeah.
I didn't really buy all that much into his poor year in Green Bay. I'm like, well, give him Garrett Wilson.
So his bad year in Green Bay was 26 touchdowns, 12 picks.
It was like a 91 quarterback rating, right?
Yeah. And like for him, that's insanely
bad.
But I'm saying like that's above average.
But my point is he was already dropping off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then he had a year away from football, and now he's had two games and he hasn't looked great. Let me give you another reason to be down on Aaron Rodgers and high on the Patriots tonight. We'll take all your predictions. Who wins?
Yeah, you'd have to be pretty high.
How does it play out? You know, what does it take or what would it take for the Patriots to win the game outright tonight? 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. Aaron Rodgers is the 15th quarterback since the merger to start a game over the age of 40. He's now 1-1 with the two games. Brady was 68-30.
Okay, so Brady did well.
Brady did pretty well after
Brady
he turned
was really
40.
Good,
yeah,
actually.
Okay, fine.
Now that we
I'll
think about
that,
it.
I'll give that to you.
Let's talk this out a little bit more about Tom Brady.
Brady after 40, really good.
Okay.
Sneaky good, Drew Brees, 17-6. Now, I remember Drew Brees late in his career. I'm like, he sucks.
Yeah.
But 17-6.
Not bad. All right.
Brett Favre was over 500. He was 13-12.
13-12 for Favre, including some. Was he 40 with the Jets? Or was it all Vikings?
Ooh, good question.
Probably right around there, but okay.
Yeah, it might have been mostly Minnesota.
Yep.
Warren Moon, 11-14. Vinny Testaverde, 8-17. Matt Hasselbeck, 5-3. Nice.
Vinny Testaverde's dragging the stat down.
Sonny Jurgensen, 3-1.
Sonny Jurgensen, 3-1?
Doug Flutie, 3-3. Earl Morrell. Mel Kiper might have dropped his name today on Get Up. He was 2-0. Len Dawson 1-4. Johnny U 1-3. Vince Evans 1-2. Brad Johnson 1-2. Steve DeBerg 0-1. Basically, it's Brady as the giant outlier.
Yep.
And Rodgers is closer to Brady than a lot of these quarterbacks.
For sure.
Breeze, Favre, he's probably in that grouping. But a lot of quarterbacks not named Tom Brady, they don't do anything age 40.
But he's better than Breeze, I would say. Like, I think there's plenty of questions about Rodgers come playoff time.
Is he better than Favre?
Favre had some. We think of Favre now at the end of his career and just all the picks that he was throwing. I think way better is too strong. I think he's better. If I was ranking quarterbacks all time, I would say he's better. Rodgers has, to me, way more issues come playoff time. Not a guy I would count on in the playoffs, but for the most part, in the regular season, he has been pretty remarkable. So I think he's way closer to Brady in that sense than any of those other guys on the list, like a Vinny Testaverde or like a Doug Flutie or a Sonny Jurgensen. His career record is, 149-76-1. I mean, like, he's just roll out of bed winning record. Right?
Well, yeah, but not his last year in Green Bay and not so far with the Jets.
Yeah, they were 8-9, right? So his last year in Green Bay. And last year, who knows? Like, who knows what it would have been? And so far, no. Like, I can't argue that he's off to a slow start and he doesn't look great. But a 41-year-old guy coming off an Achilles injury with new teammates, I didn't expect him to look great the first 2 weeks. But I still, like, I'm not going to all of a sudden, like, overstate how good the Patriots are just because they've looked pretty.
I might do that.
Well, no, you know what it is? I think there's just such an incredibly low bar. They beat Cincinnati. They play a tough game with Seattle, and we're like, wait a minute, this team doesn't suck. Read the roster again. Like, go through the receivers on this team. Go through the offensive line again. It's not very good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The other thing that jumps out to me is the Patriots haven't turned the ball over yet. Does that continue? Can they go through a whole season with no turnovers? And Ramondre Stevenson has put the ball on the ground. They've just recovered it. And Jacoby Brissett, I'm curious tonight, all this chirping about receivers and Pop Douglas, they cut a receiver from the practice squad. Do they say, all right, yeah, we can open it up a little bit more? And if you allow Brissett to make a few more throws down the field, you're also kind of risking it.
Well, it's one of the conundrums for the Patriots of the game tonight. You have receivers who want the ball, but you don't beat the Jets by throwing on them. You beat the Jets by running on them. So how do they balance that out? We'll get to it. How do the Patriots win the game tonight, Keith? If they're going to win, I know you don't think they're going
to. Yeah.
If they're
going
to win, how do they do it?
I think it's a big Ramondre game, and I also think it's I would love to see Christian Gonzalez pretty much on Garrett Wilson. You know, the DK Metcalf stats are kind of, I guess it depends on who you believe, but overall in the game, DK Metcalf through the roof. Like, great fantasy game, all that stuff. Just specifically when only Gonzalez was on him. I know there was that miscommunication that led to the big touchdown. but give this guy an opportunity to just cancel out a receiver. Make the other receivers beat them if you're the Jets. So I would put Gonzalez on Wilson and run him around the entire field. And then, you know, because he's still healthy, give Ramondre the ball 25 times. That's probably what I would do.
Okay, I think you have the game plan right. I think you run on the Jets. Yeah. I think that's what you do. And if the receivers are squawking about it, then they have to squawk about it for another week, and it's a long week going into San Francisco a week from now. But I think you have the game plan right. And we're already getting tweets at JonesWEI, at Keefe21, our guy Ray.
What do you got, Ray?
I can't tell if Ray's a fan or not. Guys, Bentley is out. Who's going to stop the run? Raekwon McMillan?
I think that's a... I don't know if he's a fan of us, but I think it's a good point. Like, no Bentley? Like, Bentley's... He's won me over the last couple of years.
Are you afraid of Breece Hall tonight?
I think Breece Hall could have a good game.
I'm not afraid of Breece Hall tonight.
No.
I think... Maybe in the passing game. Like, maybe throwing
Jones
it to him.
Jones also said that about DK, and DK had 10 catches.
This is a good point.
So, I think...
This is a good point. Fair point.
I think the
Patriots... It was one broken play, really,
yeah,
is all it was.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Throw that one out.
I'm going to toss that one.
No, but I think they could have been rocked into a little bit of a false sense of run defense because Cincinnati has bad backs, and Kenneth Walker was out for Seattle. So, this is a much different type of guy they're facing. And I think the Bentley one is worth mentioning.
Breece Hall also didn't run on the Niners. Okay, fine. That's a good defense. Also didn't run on Tennessee. And so, I don't know.
Breece Hall, good Titans team.
Breece Hall on the ground does not scare me. Through the air, if Rodgers is going to dump it down to him, maybe. I'm more afraid of Breece Hall in the passing game than I am Garrett Wilson tonight because of what you said about Christian Gonzalez. And the slow start for Garrett Wilson and him and Rodgers not really being on the same page. Rodgers doesn't scare me. The Jets don't scare me. I think the Patriots win tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.